Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. And our last show, we were talking about solar energy. So today we're going to discuss 15 ways to get solar power without putting those panels up on your roof. The need for energy is always constant and growing in this modern age, and the available non-renewable sources of energy in use currently are estimated to run out faster than the time it will take to replenish it. Therefore, there's a growing need for renewable energy sources, and solar power is one source that'll never run out as long as we live under the sun. Nonetheless, the main method of harnessing solar power is through solar panels, but not everyone has access to this for various reasons. The main one is the initial cost of installation of solar panels, which is very costly. Other reasons may be that one is living in a rented space that doesn't allow installation of solar panels, or one simply doesn't want to go through the trouble of taking it down and switching living spaces. Some roofs may also not have strategic advantages for solar installation, as it's obstructed to the sun by something taller like a roof or a building, or one needs solar energy on the go. Still, brilliant technological advances have made it possible for everyone to access solar power without having to put some panels on the roof. Today, we're going to talk about some innovative ways for getting solar power without getting those panels up on your roof. First of all, the use of solar power converters and adapters. It's a very simple and cheap method of tapping into the solar power grid without owning a power plant. All you have to do is have access to purchase what you need. The device measures the average daily energy use and purchases energy for you from certified solar farms. It uses a smart outlet adapter that measures the electricity you take from your wall outlet and upgrades it to solar power by purchasing small fractions of a solar energy certificate. It's a cheaper way of purchasing solar power in small bits rather than owning the whole grid. Solar sharing is another way. Just imagine how convenient it would be if you could own the whole network subscription you use for communication. You would have full, unlimited, and uncharged access to network, and you would be able to provide network to others. Owning a solar farm is quite similar. You can own a farm individually or as a community where you share the cost of construction as a group. Now, once done, you'll be able to get your electricity and have the opportunity to get credit for selling solar power to power companies or individuals. The profits of the credit can then be shared among the members of the group according to everyone's initial investment. Alternatively, you can be part of a farm by leasing if it's costly to start a farm where you'll be making monthly installments. Peer-to-peer solar sharing networks is another way. If you can't own it, borrow it. It provides a better way to own something than sharing it. Solar energy can be shared by people living in close proximity to each other. A sun partner can harness solar power from a sun host who has installed panels on their roof, for a fee, of course. This type of solar sharing is more personalized and easier, as you get energy directly from your neighbors, and you'll never run out of energy as long as your neighbor has it. A solar-powered bike is another way. Charges the battery while the bike is standing still. The solar cells in the battery provides energy for the motor while in motion. Other bikes run on solar power and do not require pedaling, as it moves on the energy absorbed. The solar bikes have batteries that charge, and once full, the energy stored can as well be used to charge phones and other small electric devices like tablets. Phones can also be mounted on the bike and used for navigational purposes. A solar-powered grid. The world is rapidly changing to renewable energy, and as a step towards the goal, governments are installing their own solar farm projects to power their countries. These initiatives are purely for the public and supported by private entities. These solar farms provide electricity to whole cities and can be as large as an airport. All that one needs to do to get connected to the grid as you do the normal electric grid and get to enjoy energy at very low prices. It's done similarly with the case for geothermal energy and wind farms. Solar lights is another way. Instead of connecting the whole grid system to a solar panel to use a bulb for lighting, one can use solar lights without having to mount a whole solar panel. These lights are mostly used in developing countries in areas where electricity is not reachable and it's too expensive to install a solar panel. The lights have a solar panel that charges during the day, and it can be used for lighting over a period of up to 12 hours. Outdoor solar lights range from jar solar lights inserts that you can hang outside to harness solar power to solar-powered motion sensor lights that are mounted outside and act as security lights. The motion detection lights are very functional for ensuring security in your home while saving energy, as it only lights up when it detects movement. A solar power plug is a device that's portable and provides the consumer with an outlet for plugging electronic devices. The device can be mounted on a window or a wall, and it gets access to a large amount of the sunshine rays in your living area, and it absorbs the solar energy and converts it to electricity. This device features a direct plug-in that you can directly plug your laptop or phone charger or any other low-voltage electronic equipment and use it. This is power on the go. It is also portable, can be easily carried with you while traveling, so you can always have power. Solar roadways. There's been major technological advances that there will be paved roads with glass solar panels. This modular paving system of solar panels can be installed on any flat-lying ground exposed to the sun, such as on roads, parking lots, driveways, sidewalks, bike paths, and playgrounds. This covers a wide range of open ground, thus the technology will be able to collect a large amount of energy. Although the project is at the beginning stage, when it will be fully implemented, the entire city or neighborhood could be able to charge itself while on the move. The glass surface is tested for traction, load testing, and impact resistance, where even movement of vehicles will not cause damages or prevent the energy from charging. Solar-powered backpacks have small panels at the front of the bag facing the open air, and it's exposed to the sun. Besides, solar backpacks are water-resistant and can be used for all types of weather. Solar bags enable you to use power while literally on the go. One can simply plug in the laptop or the phone and move while they're charging. Solar backpacks also have a battery that fills up when charging, so the power can be used during the night when there's no exposure to sunlight. Solar cookers is another way. This innovation was developed to enable one to cook outside with the help of solar energy. There are cookers mounted with solar panels on the side that absorb heat from the sun and can be used to cook from simple things like boiling water to a barbecue that requires a large amount of energy. Solar cookers are a smart innovation that allows one to cook without the use of gas or fossil fuels, namely firewood and coal, that have detrimental effects to the environment, such as the release of carbon to the air and loss of tree cover. Solar charge devices is another way. In this millennial age, the main reason we use power is to charge our phones and laptops. Well, what if you didn't have to plug in your phone or laptop charger in the socket ever again? Modern technological advances allow for phones and laptops that are solar enabled. All you have to do is walk around in the daylight with your phone or laptop, and it automatically charges itself. The battery life can last up to 12 hours off a charge that is from the sun, from sundown to sunrise, just in time for sunlight the very next day. Solar water heaters are another way. It's a device that can be used to capture the sun's energy in order to heat water in your pipes that can be used for taking baths and showers. Solar water heaters are widely used for residential as well as for some industrial applications. A solar power heater uses solar thermal collector installed on the roof to heat the water. Portable solar generators are machines that convert solar energy into electrical energy. The other main benefit of these machines is that they're portable, which means you can carry them anywhere at your own convenience. When looking for an appropriate solar power generator, a lot of factors need to be considered. These include the size of the generator, the amount of time it takes to charge up the battery's electrical capacity, the weight of the generator, and the expected use that one might have for the generator. Solar-powered water pumps are also those that depend on solar energy to operate. They need the energy to pump water from the water source to the desired location. In other words, a solar-powered water pump basically runs on sunlight. It functions just as all solar-enabled devices, that is, through the conversion of solar energy into electrical energy. And last but not least, a solar-powered watch. That is a watch that runs entirely or partially by solar cell. Typically, sunlight and artificial light are absorbed by a solar panel behind the crystal. This solar panel converts the light into electrical energy to power the watch. The watch will usually store energy in a rechargeable cell to power itself during the night. This program, Environmental Voices, will present subjects that impact the environment and touch upon subjects concerning those issues. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Join me for a look at environmental issues impacting our planet each and every week, right here on The Eagle.